This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick from Felipe's, a favorite old restaurant in downtown Los Angeles.
And I'm Madeline Brand from NPR Studios in New York City. Here in the Northeast, polls show Republican John McCain with big leads. The GOP has winner-take-all primaries tomorrow in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. These are traditionally true blue states, but the suburbs around Manhattan and other northeastern cities have long been Republican strongholds. This year, though, the suburbs are very much in play for both parties, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Big-time Republican candidates look at New York City like the tycoon Andrew Carnegie once looked at a steel mill. It'll make you rich, but you wouldn't want to live there. Manhattan alone has a 6-to-1 ratio of registered Democrats to Republicans, so it's tempting for a Republican strategist to draw a circle around New York on a map and write off everyone living inside. But in fact, there is a potential trove of historical Republican support nearby, though clearly not walking distance.
Please familiarize yourself with the location of life jackets on this ferry.
Staten Island, though part of New York City, is considered by demographers to be an inner ring suburb. And the preferences of the suburbs are an excellent predictor of presidential success and failure.
5 St. George, oh sure, oh sure.
Unfortunately for the Republicans of Staten Island, recent developments have seen their favorite candidate discarded like so much refuse headed to the Fresh Kills landfill.
I would have voted for Rudy only because he's started off as a prosecutor and he cleaned up Manhattan.
I liked Rudy. I know a lot of New Yorkers don't. I'm kind of sorry that he's out of it.
Bill Shepard and Rose Ammie both say they'll now support John McCain. This pattern could repeat itself in areas of the Northeast that truly are suburbs.
Rudy Giuliani was the mayor who made the city safe for suburbanites. And there were people out in Nassau and Suffolk County and in Westchester who thought he was their mayor.
Larry Levy is the executive director of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University, located in Long Island's Nassau County. Levy says that even though Giuliani will not be the Republican nominee, the other candidates would do well to take away some lessons of his local popularity. Look at Nassau County. Once mentioned in political textbooks as home to the quintessential example of a Republican political machine, today,
Nassau County is a demographic time bomb for the Republicans.
Levy says the national Republicans just aren't speaking to northeastern suburbanites.
You have to understand the nature of suburban voters. They are not anti-government in the least. In fact, suburbanites tend to move into high-tax areas knowing exactly what they're going to be paying, but they move to get value for their dollars.
And the culture wars, in the phrase popularized by Pat Buchanan, seem utterly irrelevant to most Northeast potential Republicans, according to Robert Lang, director of the Metropolitan Institute of Virginia Tech.
The Republicans in the Northeast are not like the Republicans in the rest of the country, plain and simple. They are far less invested in the social issues. And if you come up and you run as a hard movement conservative that would play well in Georgia or Alabama, you're not going to succeed.
Lang is a son of Bergen County, New Jersey. Like the New York suburbs, northern New Jersey counties like Bergen and Passaic were once solidly Republican. Now they've turned more hostile to national Republicans. They, too, become the brass ring in November because, as Lawrence Levy says, the suburbs are both extremely valuable and up for grabs.
The party that can form an alliance with its base voter, the Republicans from rural, small city, small town voters with suburbia, the Democrats with urban voters in suburbia, that's who wins, and that's who's won for the last 12 years.
Tomorrow's vote lays the foundation amidst the fenced-in lawns of suburbia. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.